Dating fucking sucks. Let's not pretend that it doesn't.
Luckily, you've got Kelly and Callie to help you make it suck less.
We'll talk all about what's going wrong in the dating world and how to do it better.
Let's break it down.
Welcome to the first episode of Dating Fucking Sucks. It's our new show that we are launching officially today about dating and how much it sucks. Callie, it's been so good to see you. How's everything?
Everything is going so well. I've been so excited about this rebrand. And even though our listeners have had a break from us, we haven't had a break from each other. We've continued talking about the new show. And I mean, we've been planning this for a long time.
Yeah, we definitely have. I think it's it comes down to like when we were recording the other show, we always talked, whether it was online or offline, about dating and how much it sucks and like how difficult it is to actually do in like this day and age for some reason.
Absolutely. I mean, and it's not, I feel like you and I have used the expression like dating sucks and like relationships fucking suck so many times just in our conversations when we're not recording. And that's really where this show and the rebrand came from.
Yeah, because it was, it's interesting to try to pinpoint like dating and relationships. We all know like if you're dating, it's a lot of work. If you're in a relationship, it's a lot of work. And I think a lot of people think that dating is supposed to be one of those things where it's like you meet your match and it's like, ah, like a match made in heaven, and they don't have to do the work and they don't have to like put themselves out there and they don't have to reveal who they are. And a lot of, I think what's happening in the dating world is there's a lot more entitled daters out there.
Yes.
And I think that's really not talked about enough. So dating fucking sucks. But the big question is, why does dating suck?
Right. Yes. And there are so many reasons. There are so many reasons why. And they're not always big ones, but there are these little reasons that are happening and they continue happening. And then we don't understand why it's the same thing keeps happening. The same result keeps happening.
Yeah.
It's the definition of insanity, right? You do the same thing over and over again and expect a different result. And
yeah.
If we're not changing anything about how we're dating, how do we expect a different result?
Yeah, I think the problem is, like I just mentioned, the entitled daters. I think it's people that don't realize they have to change. They are also not open-minded. They don't know how to take accountability. I think basically the reason why dating fucking sucks is because of you, not you in particular, but because of ourselves.
Because of me, Callie, right.
Solely because of you. You fucked it for everyone. You fucking jerk.
Right.
Who do you think you are? Fucking it up for everyone. But I think it's when we are looking and questioning why is dating so hot, I think it's time that we take a good long look in the mirror. That it's probably you. It's probably us. It's not that every single guy from a girl's perspective is miserable and horrible and these are all the most rotten men in the world. No, you're hanging out and choosing to pick the most rotten, horrible men that you cannot seem to quote unquote get away from. The problem in dating isn't the men or the women, it's you. And this is what I think it comes down to, is really talking about how do we face the mirror? How do we look at ourselves and make those necessary changes in order to find a person that's going to be a good fit for us? You know, where it's not like, oh, that's Richard. And if he just changes his height, his hair color, his job, you know, what he does and how he says, we would be perfect. Well, Lucy, maybe it's you. Maybe your expectations are a little bit high. And then your girl gang comes around and says, oh, no, girl, you are perfect. You deserve someone who can change their height.
Right. Exactly.
Like what? Yeah. So I think we're getting, like we've talked about on our previous show, was we have bad dating advice from our friends who are also clueless.
Mm-hmm.
We think we're so entitled that because, you know, we look a certain way or we do a certain thing that we should be getting things done to us. We put out rules and regulations and we don't know how to put up boundaries. And, you know, all these different things are happening. Then we're sitting alone on Valentine's Day, surrounded by our galentine, drinking our wine and just being like, oh, dating is the worst ever. No, maybe you're the worst ever.
Right. I agree that the lack of accountability is hugely problematic.
Yeah.
Yeah. In dating, yeah. In relationships, in general.
In life, in your yeah. job, on the yeah. corner, with the landscaper. Yeah. Right. If you don't have accountability, you're not going to have a very good time.
Right. Exactly. But when we're talking about in terms of dating, I feel like the reason that it's problematic for women tends to be different than the reason it's problematic for men. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and that's one thing that, you know, before we started recording, we were talking about is the issues that women seem to have with the dating world, I think are different than the issues the men have with the dating mm-hmm. world. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like Kelly just said, that women's perspective of the dating world and just like, oh, men are the worst, you know, just they're all garbage. And which I don't think is the case. I really don't.
Agreed.
And, you know, I do think that there tends to be a lack of accountability a lot of the time on women's part. And I'm not, then that's not me at all saying that women are all to blame. That's not it. That's not it either. But mm-hmm. for me, one of the big issues that I see roll over in the dating world and from my clients that I've worked with around dating is that their past dating experiences and their past traumas from relationship and all of these things tend to not get dealt with and negatively impact their view on dating and relationships. So you're going into the dating world already with a negative view and closed-minded, like you said, you know, not being open-minded, and just being sort of in the mindset like, this is hard and God, this is the worst. And, you know, I shouldn't have to do this. And it's just, you're going into it already with a negative mindset. It's not, how are you going to expect to have a positive outcome when you're going in with a negative mindset?
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing is like when we have these issues in previous relationships, we in a relationship with Bob cheated, Bob liked girls' pictures. I'm going to tell you this. One thing about dating that really grinds my gears is that real relationships are actually ending because of social media. The fuck? Okay. That's a rant I need to go off on at some point. But like the big thing is like what to kind of go off of like what you're saying is like we get into these new relationships and we have these old traumas and old wounds that we never healed. So we project all these things onto our new person, right? So because we're projecting it, it pushes our new person away. When we're dating, we tend to think for some reason that we should be able to unload all our shit onto Jim. And Jim's supposed to just take it. And not only is he supposed to take it, but he's supposed to fix it. And then he's supposed to like treat us like a queen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Listen, you're not queens, okay? There's one queen and she died recently. So it's a tough situation when we're so entitled that we think we deserve the very, very best. And I'm not saying that we don't deserve the best, but what are you giving? What are you putting out there in order for someone else to do the same thing for you? So if we're not treating Jim in the way he wants to be treated, why would he be treating us the way we want to be treated? And this isn't one of those things where I think a lot of people think of dating as like, well, he needs to reach out. He needs to plan. He needs to pay. He needs to do all this. He needs to make me feel. He needs to make me happy. What are you doing?
Right. Exactly.
Waxing your vagina and thinking like that's like the whole ticket to like a free meal. No. So we've got to be real with what work we've actually done. Like, what are you bringing to the table besides a vagina? Literally, what are you bringing besides that? Like, I had my nails done, I had my hair. Okay, great. But what's on the inside of the brain, right? So if you can look a certain way, that's amazing. But it's sort of like that Lamborghini thing I always talk about, how it sits in your driveway and it looks amazing. It looks great on social media. It gets a lot of attention. People want to be near it. But if you open the hood and there's nothing in there, what are you supposed to do with it? So you expect me to just keep paying like the bills on this thing for what? For just to sit there and look good? Yeah, you look good on Instagram, but you helping me with my career? But are you, you know, guiding me in the right direction? Are you talking to my mom? Are you meeting my friends? You know, there's all these different things. Like, what are you bringing to the table besides a waxed vagina?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I agree that we tend to focus so much on the superficial and like, oh, as long as I look good and I'm dressed up and I look cute and I did all this, like, first of all, if that's who you want to present to the world, then do that for you.
Yeah.
If you want to be glamour girl, then do that for you. Don't do that for him. Right. You know, and that's your choice and that's on you. So own that. Yeah. But when we're talking about what you bring to the table in terms of a relationship and you're going like into dating, going on a first date, going to start meeting someone or get to know someone, one of the things that I think that women tend to do is be very intolerant of any certain behavior. And again, typically that's from our past experiences and past traumas and past wounds. But like, let's say that, you know, we're on a date with, you know, John, and John says this thing that we don't like. And he said this one thing and I am highly offended by that. And so I just completely dismiss him. I just tear him apart. I just attack him and what a piece of shit you are because he said one thing that offended. I just, you know, I think that we're in this mentality of like you said, the girl gang, that where somebody says something that we can just rip to shreds. And it's like, sometimes people misspeak. Sometimes there's miscommunication that happens. Maybe they meant this and, or they said this and meant that. I feel like sometimes, not always, but sometimes not enough grace is given for, if you want to be treated with grace, like everything that comes out of your mouth isn't absolutely perfect, then give that same grace to someone else.
So it's basically John gave so-and-so the ick, you know, God. It's like, oh, he gave the ick. I was watching the that ick. Terrible show, The Bachelor the other day, and these 20 something year old early girls are basically like, oh, the way he said X, Y, and Z just gave me the ick. So if someone's giving you the ick by the way they say something, you're not ready to date.
Right.
You're not ready.
I mean, this is the difference between a girl and a mature woman.
Right.
Honestly.
Yeah, it's definitely giving grace with like certain things. And you can have your boundaries, right? You can literally be like, hey, I'm not going to date someone that's married. Love that for you. Perfect boundary. You know, I'm not going to date someone that doesn't have a job. Also, I get that, you know. I don't really want to date someone that doesn't have a car. Now, if you're in the middle, living in New York City and John says, I don't have a car, that makes sense. So you can't be like, oh, that gave me the ick. Like, read the room, right?
Right.
So I think like there's a lot of women that do this where it's like, if they don't have this like criteria, like this, all these like box, like these check marks or whatever, then it's not going to work. And they seem to think that like they can throw out this guy and this next one's going to come because they are so fabulous. And they are so perfect and they are such a damn prize that every man is trying to get to them, right? And that's not the case because maybe you're giving the ick, you know, maybe you're not the one that John actually wants, you know? So it's one of those things where it's like being able to look in the mirror and be like, okay, well, I've been single for 4 years. I can't seem to get a guy. It's not that every single guy sucks because not all the guys suck, obviously. So what am I doing that is like maybe making it so these people don't want to be around? Are my expectations too high? Like, am I looking for someone? The one thing that drives me the most crazy is when women are like, oh no, he's got to be 6 feet. For what?
Yeah.
Like, I get it, but like,
you're 5'2".
Yeah. It's like, what do you need? What do you, oh, he's not 6 feet. So I can't date him. Oh, that's your cutoff. So like what? So he's 6 feet, but he kicks puppies on Sundays. Is that okay? Right. You know?
Right.
Like, let's take into consideration like what you're actually saying with your mouth, where it's like, someone might be 6 feet, but they also might punch you every other Tuesday. You know, they might be 6 feet, but they do all these horrible things. You know, they're the serial rapist of Timbuktu, but he's 6 feet. And that's the thing that like women always kind of like go for. Well, he doesn't have a job. He doesn't have a car, but he's 6 feet.
Right. Exactly. Okay. I mean, and we talked about this a little bit on, you know, on our previous show where we were talking about, I was talking about checklist dating. That's exactly what this is. This is checklist dating. You have your checklist of my guy has to be this, 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 and this. And if you're not those things, then keep on a walking, buddy.
Yeah.
It's like, to me, that gives me the ick. Like the women that do that, that gives me the ick. because you're saying, I'm so perfect that if you don't fit in this box, that you're not worth my time. And it's great that women know their value. You should know your value. You should know what you bring to the table. And I'm not saying that women should lower their standards. But I think that going into dating with the checklist overall is a bad system. I think it's a bad system.
Yeah. And I don't think it's like asking, like you say, like to lower standards. It's more of like being open-minded. Like, okay, this guy might be 5'11", which is very close to 6 feet. Like, yeah, I'm going to go on a date with him and see how he is. You know, I've heard people say, I really liked him. I thought he was funny. I thought he was smart. I thought he was great until he stood up.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, well, that's that on that apparently. Right. So I think it's like, it's hard to like, you know, go out into the world. Like when you're newly dating, freshly dating, just out of a relationship. So now I want everything that I want, like going to like the ice cream store. Like I want cherries. I want M&Ms. I want gummy bears. Da, da, da. Then after a while, you know, you can't get the cherries and the gummy bears and the M&Ms because now your ass is huge. So now you have to start like cutting back on some of the stuff that you've been doing. So dating is like the same way. Like when I first started dating, I was like, oh, I want this, 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 until finally my list was breathing. I just want a
way to keep those
person.
High standards, Kelly.
Yeah. It's like, I just want someone that's like breathing. So like when I first started dating, like I dated this one guy briefly who let's say this, like a handful of guys that I dated, some of them didn't like sports and I was like, that's fucked up. Some of them carried a gun, that's fucked up. Some of them, you know, didn't have a funny personality, that's fucked up. And then I look at the person that I ended up falling in love with, hates sports, carries a gun, isn't, you know, all of these different things, and then like, so this is like every single thing I did not want in a man, and now I love that man. So it's like being willing to like open your mind and like see like, okay, these are the things I didn't want, but now this guy has, this guy doesn't like sports, but he's, you know, X, Y, and Z. Oh, fuck, he carries a gun. But oh wait, but you know, he also has this. So it's like for all the things that you don't like, you can find something that you do like. And of course it's not like you have to be with someone that you're not attracted to. You have to be with someone. And with this guy now, like he's over 6 feet. I prefer a guy to be like 5'6".
Yeah.
So he even had that going, you know, I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do with, I'm 5'2". What am I supposed to do with this?
Right.
You can't hug a guy like that unless you're on a bench, but you can hug a 5'6" guy just fine. So I had hugging standards and this guy is too tall to like hug. So it's, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, you have this idea of what you want, but then how do you feel when you're around someone? So it's letting go of your standards, letting go of certain things. Now your standards and your expectations should be, I don't want a guy that bashes my face in. I don't want a guy that's addicted to drugs. I don't want a guy that is a cheetah. I don't want a guy that robs banks. I'm not crazy, but a guy that suffocates puppies and kittens. So it's like, those are the things that should be like your standards. And to be like, I'm worth more than a guy that suffocates puppies on Sundays. Yes. Yes, you are. But do you think you're worth more than a guy that's 5'9"? No.
Right.
No. Right. Open your mind, you know? So there's a whole difference between like what people are looking for and like what reality is. So I love it when I hear a checklist of, I want someone who's sincere, someone with courage, someone who's honest, versus black hair, red car, you know, high-end job, six-figure income, blah, blah, blah.
Right. Exactly. Exhausting. Exactly. Yeah. I completely agree. Like, I feel like so many times we're focused on the wrong things.
Yes.
And like you said, it's like the person that I thought that I would end up with, or like I thought that I found attractive, you know, isn't necessarily then down the line when I met my husband, I'm like, that's not like this box that I had over here, that I, this form that I thought it was going to be in, that that wasn't necessarily it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But
yes, I do know
I
what
knew
you mean.
Immediately what, like when I started dating my husband, which I know that our situation is a little less traditional because the fact that we had known each other for so long before we were dating. But when we started spending more time together around us dating, it was like, fuck, I really like this guy. Like, yeah. He is just, he's so funny and like, he's so much fun. And
yeah,
I just really, truly enjoy his company and being around him. And
yeah,
the more I was around him, it's like, I love this about him and I love that about him. And just, and here we are, you know, years later and married for a decade.
And he likes you. He likes you. Like, listening to how he talks to you, he likes you. I'm like, that man likes you. That man has the hots for you. So yeah, you can hear how he feels about you, like in his voice.
Yeah.
And it's so nice to, I'm like, that guy's crushing on you. So it's nice to hear. So I think we kind of talk shit about women enough. Let's switch over to men.
Yeah, absolutely. Because it's a whole different set of problems here.
It is. And I think the one thing I need to say to men when they're dating, and their biggest problem with dating, is stop fucking lying.
Yes.
That's my message for men. If you just stop fucking lying, bro, and you're just honest for 5 fucking seconds, that would make your life so much better. So stop fucking around, stop manipulating, stop your fucking lies, and maybe you'll find a decent woman that, you know, will lower her standards and date you if you're 5'9". Maybe if you weren't such a liar. But it's that's the problem I feel like with some men is, like, they have that tendency to, like, lie. And I don't understand what the fucking deal is with all their lies.
Oh, 100% I understand it. Like, but here's the thing. You have the liars that are lying to manipulate. They're intentionally lying to manipulate.
Yeah.
And then you have the liars that are lying not because they're trying to manipulate someone on purpose, but because they are so blissfully unaware of themselves and how they are. Like, they what they really lack is insight into themselves. Like, I legitimately think, like, you legitimately don't know that you're a douchebag. Oh my God. No wonder you don't disclose that, because you're not aware that you are so highly offensive. Like, you don't even get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yikes. Ouch.
It's tough. And I think of the biggest thing that men do that they don't understand they should stop doing is, like, when you meet a woman that you're attracted to or that you like or you want to get to know, if you lie to her and you say to her, I'm not dating other people, I'm not interested, really, I've only dated a couple people, I'm only dating you, or whatever, like, how about, hello, Betty Sue, I think you're super hot, I kind of want to know more about you, but I am still kind of sticking it to Philly over here, and I'm also talking to Barbara. So if you can squeeze me in, but they won't do that because they don't want to, like, lose anything. And if women were more open-minded, they would be like, this isn't us being in a relationship. This is us getting to know each other. You're still fucking that one. I'm still fucking Raja. So what's the problem? You know what I mean? So it's like, if we were all just, like, more honest about, like, what we wanted and, like, what our intentions were. If, you know, if you meet a guy and you're on a date and he's like, hey, I think you're hot, I just want to fuck. Then you can either be like, okay, or you can be like, not my bag, and then move on.
Right.
You know,
and 100%.
Yeah, no one's time was wasted, but men don't want to be that honest. They want to do this whole, like, song and dance of, oh no, I really like you. And then they don't answer their phone, and I fell asleep on the couch, and I didn't. And it's like all this bullshit. And it's like, if you would just be honest and just say, I'm dating multiple people, let that person choose whether or not they want to continue down that path, because she will absolutely respect you a lot more. You 100%. Know? And then it's like, because we have this situation where women are like, all these men suck because men are definitely lying to us.
Yeah.
They are trying to, like, get every girl that they can, get out of them what they can. They have a green jelly bean and a purple jelly bean and the blue jelly bean, and they like all the jelly beans. Well, why should I only pick one? Well, you don't have to just pick one, but be honest with each of them and let them know, like, this is where you stand. And yes, you might lose that green jelly bean, but
that's a choice. You got to make a choice. Yeah. You either choose to be monogamous and, like, I'm going to focus on one jelly bean at a time, or, like, I'm going to have all the jelly beans, but then all the jelly beans need to know about the other jelly bean.
They absolutely, because they're on the same bag.
And now I'm hungry.
Yeah. But the jelly beans are going to talk, because it's a small community, you know, so everyone's going to know, and then it's going to blow up. Right. So it's like, men, I think the biggest issue with them, what they say, why can't I find, like, a good woman, is because you lie a lot.
Right.
And it's one of your things that you love to do so much. And obviously not every man lies, but a good amount of them will lie, and they want to be able to do what they want to do and get out of it what they want to get out of it. And I think a lot of women are not open-minded enough to see that. And I think to a degree, women are also enablers, because some women will hang around a guy that knows his fucking other women, and she still tries to do all the girlfriend shit in hopes that he will see how amazing she is. And then when he doesn't see it, because he did say to her, I'm fucking all these other women, then she's like, oh, you're a fucking asshole. Well, is he the asshole or are you the asshole? So it's, you know, one of those things is like, we got to be more honest. Both men and women have to be more honest with ourselves. What are we actually looking for? You know, but also giving like the time and the grace where it's, I haven't heard from Joe in 2 days. Well, fuck him. I'm not talking to him again. Why?
Right.
What does Joe owe to you?
Like,
if he calls you and you want to talk to him, say hello, do whatever. But if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. It's
right.
I think a lot of women have this criteria of what a relationship looks like. And if it doesn't look like what her girl gang says it's supposed to look like, then it's not worth it and she deserves better. Well, maybe Joe had to bury his grandma. Is he under any obligation to tell you that the grandma died? No, Joe doesn't owe you shit.
Right.
Like, once we become like more real with, are we the problem? Then we're going to start seeing why we're not attracting the people that we want to attract.
Right. Exactly. I mean, you have to, in order to have a successful relationship, you have to take a look in the fucking mirror. You have to, because not every problem that is going to happen in dating, happen in a relationship, is their fault. It's just not.
Right.
You're going to be wrong sometimes. You're going to say thing, the wrong thing. I know. I know. It's so shocking that we're not perfect. But, you know, disclosure, we're not, you know?
Right.
And and when I fuck up in my relationship, don't think for one second that my husband does not call me out. He does. We hold each other accountable. And when I get called out, I have to take a look in the mirror and go, you know what? You're right. Or, you know, or you're partially right, but not all the way. But I have to have that ability to look at something from someone else's point of view, from their perspective, and say, was this fucked up? Can I see their point of view? Did I perhaps do that wrong? Could I have done that better? Could I have said that better? Whatever. Mm-hmm. If you don't have that ability, you're not ready to be in a relationship.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think it's when you're dating someone and talking to someone for a little while and they say, like, for example, like, you call me too much, you know, and if the woman or man or whatever is like, well, you don't like respond enough, then you're defending what you're doing. And if someone's telling you that, you need to take a step back and be like, okay, ask yourself a couple questions. Does this person like care about me? Well, I've been on 2 dates. They probably don't. Okay. Well, does this person like respect me? Been on a couple dates. You know, they probably don't. But then it's like, am I calling too much? Right. Well, I only called him 17 times. Like, what's his problem?
Right.
Like, you're his problem.
Right.
Like, his problem is you. So it's like, but then if you take a step back and you look at your phone, like, I only called him once in the past week. Like, what the fuck? Then it's like, well, let me take a step back. This might not be the right thing for me. But then if he's like, you call me too much, and you look and you're like, I only called you 17 times over the past 2 days. That's excessive.
Right.
You know? And it's like, okay, there is a problem there. But if you're not mature enough to be like, oh, dude, I did call you too much. Holy shit, I'm going to work on that. Then that's going to make him see that you can acknowledge your issues. And then if you actually work on it, then it's going to make you like more attractive. But when you start like defending it, like, well, you didn't call me back and I didn't know where you were. And you said, another thing I think that men sort of want to say to women, but women don't want to hear it because they're so busy yapping, is shut the fuck up and stop complaining.
Yes.
And I think a lot of women don't hear that from men because they can't fucking stop their mouth.
Yeah.
So it's shut the fuck up and stop complaining. And it's a hard thing to hear because we feel like we have a lot of stuff to say. We feel unheard. Well, maybe we feel unheard because you're talking so much, you don't give someone else the opportunity to like fucking hear you. So 100%. my message to the women from the men is shut the fuck up and just stop complaining. And my message to the men from the women is stop your fucking lying. And maybe I won't have to complain so damn much. So it's, you know, it's kind of like the both sides. But I personally, I've had my own issue, as you know, with shutting the fuck up and not complaining.
Wait, so you don't shut the fuck up and not complain. And then have you dealt with the honesty on the other side?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So it was like, exactly. I know, like with mine, it was like, I don't know what's going on. And then finally, I shut the fuck up and I stopped complaining. And then all of a sudden, everything changed for the better. And I'm like, oh my God. And I'm like, I remember I called you and I was like, I think I just solved the biggest mystery of the entire world.
Right.
Like I did an experiment to prove him wrong. And I ended up proving myself wrong, where as soon as I stopped the bitching and stopped the complaining, everything I wanted showed up magically. Yeah. So that's like the big thing. And it's not an easy thing to do because we feel like we haven't been heard. No one's seeing us. Like if I stop complaining, he's not going to know. He's going to know.
Yeah.
He's going to know.
Yeah.
But the more we like smash it into their head, the more they like, the more we smash it, the bigger like their helmet gets and the less they hear.
Right.
So it's like, but when you stop complaining and you stop talking, they can like, they're like, okay, I want to see this person again. I want to call this person. I want to know what this person did last week. Like, why didn't I hear from her? Like, what's going on? And it's not a game. It's not a game. It's not a trick.
Yeah.
It's just stop and see what happens. And like,
right.
If you stop your complaining and you stop your whining and things don't change, then leave the relationship. That was my biggest thing. I was like, I'm going to prove him wrong and I'm leaving. I'm packing my shit and I'm going. So, but I never had to do that because it worked.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and myself, I mean, not that you don't know this about me, you know me probably better than anyone, but you know, I'm a talker and I just talk. And when my husband works a lot of hours and he works a long time. So when he comes home and I verbally vomit all over him, because I'm like, okay, you're home. And I just vomit all over him and like verbally vomit all over him. And he will just, he's like,
shh. Yeah.
Yeah. Watch your fucking mouth. I hear it probably a few times a week, you know, and it's not even the bitching and complaining, but just like, just the like,
talking.
Just the talking. And he's like, shut your fucking mouth and says it in the most loving, joking around way. But like he says it joking around, but I know that he's serious too. You know, women talk less, listen more. Men just get honest.
Yes. Get honest. That's all.
Yes.
Oh, just be honest and everything is going to change. So both people work together.
Right.
And like try to work toward the same goal instead of working against each other. Things would get like so much better and so much easier. So basically dating does fucking suck, but you might be the reason why.
Right. Let's both sexes take a look in the mirror and just do an accountability check.
Yeah. Do better.
Yes. 100%.
Just like, think about like where have you gone wrong? What happened in your last relationship that didn't work? And like apply new techniques and have conversation, communicate. Hey, this didn't work for me. Well, this didn't work for me. What will work for us? Work together and not against each other and leave your girl gang alone. Do not have your girl gang like writing a text for you. Do not go to your friends with every single issue. Do not look for them to like give you the guidance because they're probably pretty fucked up too. So it's like, and the same thing with the men, you know, like don't look for some kind of advice from your friends. Don't do that because, you know, a lot of times men are just going to be like, well, bitches be tripping. And the guy's going to be like, you know what? You're right. And then the girl gang is going to be like, you know what? You deserve better. You know what? You're right. And no, talk to each other, not your, not your gangs. Like leave them out of it, you know?
100%. And like, if you need that person to talk to and talk about relationship things with, find a relationship mentor. Like whether that is a coach, whether that is a therapist, or whether it's just someone in your life that has a relationship that you're like, you know what? That seems really healthy. That seems really functional. I want that. Mm-hmm. Make that person your go-to. Have a relationship mentor in some form or another.
Yeah. And just definitely take advice with a grain of salt because everything that works, like some stuff that works to this person isn't necessarily going to work for you. And I know on today's episode, there were a lot of triggering things that were said. So if anyone has any, you know, ideas or suggestions or comments, definitely get on to datingsexpodcast.com and check out the little area on the homepage where you can kind of like leave your messages. So if you have anything that maybe triggered you or pissed you off or something that like really resonated with you, like definitely I want to hear your feedback. I want to hear what you actually think and like what your own experiences are from dating, from talking too much, from not shutting the fuck up, from, you know, this is what worked in my relationship versus this is what didn't work in my relationship, or your version of why it's hard to date from your perspective, you know, and like, and what you think you could be doing wrong. If you have questions or comments, suggestions, definitely fill that out and let us know, because we're definitely interested in hearing some feedback on this subject.
Absolutely. And in our next episodes, we're going to be getting more into the ways in which we can start addressing some of these issues and just make this process less painful. Oh my God.
Yes, absolutely. I definitely agree with that. It'll be good, but just keep in mind that dating fucking sucks, and it's probably because of you.
Well, until next time. Thanks for listening. Follow us on social media by using the links in the show notes.
You know you've got a friend who could use a little dating help, so don't forget to subscribe and share.
Let us know your thoughts on this week's episode by going to our website, datingsuckspodcast.com, and using the comments section on the homepage.
Until next time, be honest, accountable, and open-minded. Don't be the dating problem.